Right now, though, want to talk more about Priti Patel. Boris Johnson has written to ministers and heads of government departments reminding them that there is no place for bullying. His comments follow a report that the Home Secretary, well, the report said that the Home Secretary had broken the ministerial code. Prime Minister went on to overrule it, and Priti Patel kept her job. She says she's sorry.
My view is absolutely on the record.
What behaviour of yours are you apologising for?
If people felt upset. But and that is important.
If people felt upset by what?
If people felt upset by expressions of frustration, specifically, that has been highlighted.
Well, let's talk more about this now here on LBC News. Delighted to say I'm joined by Fiona Mandel, an associate employment lawyer at Seddons. A very good evening to you, Fiona.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us here on LBC News. What message do you think the Prime Minister is sending out to civil servants and those people who work in those government departments?
Well, yes, I mean, it's a really important message that needs to be conveyed. And the message really needs to be that bullying and harassment in the workplace should not ever be tolerated. In relation to the sanction, what sanction is imposed, it will always depend on a whole range of factors, such as the seriousness of it, the frequency of the incidents, the number of witnesses involved, and indeed the number of victims. And there are a number of sanctions apart from dismissal. So, if you're not going to dismiss somebody that's been accused of bullying and harassment, then there are other such sanctions, such as warnings, demotions, and so on, that could be imposed. So it's an important message to get across. It's a difficult one. And it's really imperative that we get this right. And it does make it very clear that we need to deal with bullying and harassment. And even now, in the light of the pandemic and workers working remotely, it's still prevalent with meetings being held remotely. It still occurs. So it's an important one.
Is there a definition of workplace bullying in the UK? I mean, I guess everyone would have maybe potentially a different personal definition of what it means to them. But is there one that's legal?
Well, that's an interesting point, because whilst often referred together in legal terms, there's a clear distinction between bullying and harassment. So bullying doesn't actually have any specific legal definition, whereas harassment does. However, both of them are really serious allegations, which obviously carry high risks for organisations. So harassment is defined in the Equality Act, and to count as harassment, the unwanted conduct has to be related to a protected characteristic. And what I mean by that is it has to be related to somebody's age or disability or gender or race, religion, belief, etc. But bullying, on the other hand, it's a really broad term, and it includes examples such as sort of verbal abuse, belittling behaviour, ostracising a staff member, unreasonably denying promotions or criticising employees in front of other colleagues, and so on. And that can take place face to face or over the phone or indeed via sort of Zoom meetings. And it's really interesting, even now, sort of with COVID, that I think a number of employers are thinking that sort of bullying isn't so much of a concern, but actually it is. It's even more important to be vigilant because, you know, we have the situation where we're using these remote platforms for meetings and jokes are being made and they're intended to lighten the mood, but they can often have the reverse effect of causing offence and amounting to harassment if they contain content that's deemed potentially sexist or racist or ageist. So we have to be really careful and mindful of it.
Are people allowed to shout and swear and, be very obviously angry at work legally, or is it down to a company's guidelines?
Well, it's important for a company to have guidelines and to have specific policies and procedures in place so that it has a specific stance on an organisation's approach to bullying and harassment. Of course, sort of, there are much more effective ways of communicating than shouting and raising one's voice and, you know, one-to-one meetings and proper discussions and appraisals and performance reviews. And what's important to mention here is that it really doesn't matter whether the person intended the behaviour to be bullying behaviour, whether they intended it to cause the offence or not, because what it states specifically in the legislation surrounding harassment is that it's the purpose or effect that it has. So it's the purpose or effect. If it violates someone's dignity or if it creates an intimidating or hostile or degrading environment, there doesn't need to be any deliberate intention for bullying and harassment to have taken place. It's the impact of the behaviour which is the crucial factor.
So, yeah, Priti Patel saying she... if says any upset she caused was unintentional, that isn't something that would stand up for a defence if it came to an employment tribunal, if there were similar circumstances elsewhere.
Well, exactly. From an employment law perspective, the legislation is pretty clear on that. However, employment law isn't always as simple as that. And with every case, a number of factors will inevitably be taken into consideration when determining the outcome, such as the seriousness of it and, you know, whether or not it was a frequent occurrence and, you know, how many people were involved and how many witnesses there were, what the witness evidence suggests, and indeed the intent, of course. The intention can be relevant to the sanction imposed, because if it's intentionally, if somebody intended to bully another, then clearly it's much more serious. And that may involve summary dismissing an employee. Whereas, you know, if it was a one-off occurrence and the individual was very apologetic, it had not happened before, and that, you know, they clearly stated that they didn't intend for the action to cause harm, then it may result in a less serious punishment.
Well, fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much for joining us here on LBC News. Fiona Mandel, Associate Employment Lawyer at Seddon's. This is LBC News. The latest headlines are next.
LBC News.